Well, for the final time in this regular season, Flames Post Game Live is on the air. It's brought to you by your Alberta Ram dealers, and we have to make sure that that is noted, that it is the regular season finale here tonight. Still plenty of hockey to go at the Scotiabank Saddle Dome, and that resumes come playoff time, at least in terms of home ice action, because the Flames will host round one at the start, game one and two coming up to begin the month of May. As for that, just about a week away, a little over a week away. Tonight, though, it's about the Vancouver Canucks, and it is a victory for the Calgary Flames, 6-3. Most of the scoring in this one coming in the second half of tonight's hockey game. But let's begin with the matchup and the result. Vancouver Canucks come in here desperate for points, as we know, on the outside looking in when it comes to the playoffs. Calgary Flames secured a lot of what they needed to earlier, but got the job done tonight regardless.
Yeah, you said it there, desperate team coming in, and it feels like that's been a recurring theme of late. You know, the Dallas Stars, the Vegas Golden Knights, they're all coming in here needing points. And, you know, for the Vancouver Canucks, I think that was a really deflating loss the other night against the Minnesota Wild when they had an opportunity to gain ground and perhaps make this game a little bit more meaningful for them. But you know what the Flames did is what the Flames do. They were consistent all through the night. They didn't waver from their game plan. They've done what they've been, you know, they're so successful this year when they control the puck and they're generating scoring chances and they're getting hard on the forecheck. They're giving the game right back to what the Vancouver Canucks presented to them early in this hockey game. And I thought it was great because the Vancouver Canucks didn't have a whole lot of push going until about that third period. The Flames were the ones that were initiating, and that's what they've been talking about so much over the past week. We want to be the ones that are dictating. They did that tonight, results in the win.
Yeah, and not an easy position necessarily, at least from the outside looking in terms of four games left and, you know, the division crown locked up. And, you know, I think we talked about it with Brett Ritchie right after the first about kind of matching that intensity on the other side. Kind of did that, played it to us off in the first period. But you really, as you kind of pointed out, saw some of that dictating in the second to begin it.
Absolutely. And, you know, I go back to this morning, Daryl Sutter, the last 2 days, I think he's been refreshingly candid with us because it's kind of given an opportunity to reflect on the year that was. Not that the job's over yet, but, you know, there's not a whole lot that needs fixing over this next week going into the playoffs, right? They've set a foundation. They've played it to a T across, you know, the entire season. Daryl Sutter said it himself. They've been the most consistent team right from the start of training camp to now. So it's really just a matter of continuing that. They didn't change much about their game tonight. They just brought what they've been bringing the entire season so far.
Yeah, no question about it, and we'll hear from some thoughts from head coach Daryl Sutter in just a moment, but first let's get to the highlights of this hockey game. What started out as a quiet evening, just a handful of shots and a scoreless first period, finishes with a number of goals, nine of them to be sure, and this is the first one. It comes on a power play, and it's a milestone. Grab that puck, number 40 for Elias Lind.
Well, number one, I love that celebration. I'm not sure if that's relief or like a whoo, look at that shot, but hey, we talk so much about the highlight reels of Johnny Gaudreau and Matthew Tkachuk this year. Well, that's how Elias Lindholm has been scoring his goals, so add another to his highlight reel.
Beautiful finish there from Lindholm. A couple of chances to do it on Thursday, even one in the first period, but that's the shot that gets it done. 1-0 early for the Calgary Flames, and this game would continue on in favor of the home side. Just 17 seconds later, Dylan Dubé gets his 15th of the season.
What a theme for Dylan Dubé of late. He's been red hot over the past couple of weeks, but it's not because he's getting the goals, it's how he's getting them. Look how he's fighting and getting into those scoring areas. It's a little bit of traffic that he has to fight through, but sometimes you got to pay the price and go to those tough areas. Nice dish too by Cale Yarncroke.
Yeah, that line certainly forming nicely together, Yarncroke, Coleman, and Dubé. But before the end of that second period, the Canucks cut the deficit in half, and this one comes with just over a minute left in that middle frame. Quinn Hughes all alone in front. Nice finish.
Yeah, not much you can say about it. That's just a skilled player making a good play. Quinn Hughes, we know what kind of skill set he brings to the ice, but he really shows the awareness, knowing that the Flames are a little bit heavy on that side of the ice. He pinches down, gets the pass, and ooh, what a shot upstairs.
So his seventh of the season means it's 2-1 heading into the third period, and they quickly tie it up, and the hand-eye coordination on full display there from Connor Garland, the backdoor bat-in, I guess we could call that.
Pretty rare that you see a player he's behind the net when he gets that. So, I mean, if you're the Calgary Flames, you can't really say too much about how you defended it. That's just a heck of a play by Connor Garland.
Thankfully, though, for the Calgary Flames and the home crowd, they didn't have to wait long to get back up on their feet and start to cheer. In fact, it was 14 seconds later on this nice little high-low play. Brett Ritchie gets his third of the season.
This line was so good for the Flames. Milan Lucic leading the charge, but Brett Ritchie, who's been such a good soldier for this team this year, again, going to the tough areas. They had to pay a price. They started to create some chaos in front of that, and you see what happens when you do that. The Canucks get a little disjointed. You get a little bit of a break, but it pays off for them.
seen this combination in terms of forward lines together for the last few games, and Trevor Lewis now playing up the middle with Richie and Lucic. They were good, as you mentioned, all night long, and it continues here. Dylan Dubé on the two-on-one, the keep. Good decision because it's a nice finisher.
I think what I like best about this, not just the incredible play and the hands he shows off there, but the emotion. This is a guy that's put in so much work over the course of the season. You know, he's felt a little down about himself at times too, but when you see pucks like that go in the net, you start to get that good feeling. And what a time to do it because the playoffs are just around the corner.
Darryl's talked about Dylan as a guy that rises to the occasion in the biggest game. Starting to see that now, 16 on the year for him. And Nikita Zadorov will get credit for this one, which goes in a peculiar way, I guess we could explain it.
Michael Backlund face-off win. That's what, you know, he's been doing a lot of that lately. But again, you know, going back to good stories, Nikita Zadorov kind of quietly over the past few weeks has really put in some good minutes. And you necessarily don't expect the offense to follow suit, but you can see the reaction again from his teammates. Really well-liked guy, and you know what? I'm not sure what Tyler Myers was doing on that play, but the Flames will take it.
Yeah, it goes off the knee and in, and the net was empty for the Vancouver Canucks for a little over 5 minutes, and they do get one to cut the deficit. Elias Pettersson scores there. He's got 7 goals in his last 6 games. That's the release we've seen numerous times before.
Yeah, kind of a quiet night from both him and Brock Besser, which I guess you'd say is uncharacteristic in a game of this importance to them, but that's the skill that he has. He can break games open if he's given a little bit of space, and that shot pretty tough to stop.
So the net would be remain empty for much of the final few minutes, and Johnny Gaudreau seals this one into that yawning cage, and that for him is point number 111 on the season, which is, again, I mean, we talked about 40th for Lindholm, and there's a bit of a milestone there for Nikita Zadorov, too. We'll get to that in just a second, but yeah. 111 is the second most in a single season in franchise history. I don't know that he's going to catch Kent Nielsen because he had 131 back in 1980-81, so he's got to get 20 more points in the 3 games. I'm not going to put it past him, probably that mark is still safe, but it does speak to some of the incredible heroics we've seen from number 13 this season.
We were joking about it during the game, too, all these milestones. It's actually, at this point, getting a little tricky to keep track of because every night a different record's fallen, and we're tracing back pretty deep in history at this point.
Right.
But, I mean, like you said it, I mean, that's another, you know, he's on the cusp now of 40. Elias Lindholm gets there.
Yeah,
Matthew Tkachuk got there the other night, and how far back? We were looking that one up earlier in the game. How far back do we have to go to get to that stat?
To get to 3-4 goals? Yeah, 93-94. So, and I think that one was Reichel, Roberts, and Fleury.
Yeah.
So right on the precipice of that as well. And then, you know, even the win itself. So 49th win of the season. Twice in franchise history there's been 50-win seasons. So they're close to that mark. But with the point total, 108 now, that is the second most in franchise history behind only 1988-89. Wow. So plenty of historical significance once again tonight to kind of sound like a broken record. But those are good records to have. And let's get some post-game reaction. Daryl Sutter, now the head coach of the Calgary Flames, standing by at the podium.
Overall assessment of what you got out of your group tonight?
I think X and O's very good. I think obviously there was a little bit of juice lacking, but X and O's were really good.
Have you noticed anything different in Dylan Dubé lately, or is he just...
He's played with a lot of confidence, not just lately, if you look at quite, you know, probably since, what, about the All-Star break?
What does that do to your group that you can have contributions coming from, I guess, you don't know your lines, but third line, middle six?
Yeah. It gives you a good solid player, right? Guy can play both sides, solidifies. I said that before, you know, we talked about it quite a while ago with Dylan. He's, of all those young guys, he's one guy that's proven himself at, you know, at other levels, but on the big stage, so he's played good for us.
What do you think's gone into that? Like when for that to flip, to switch? Was it a slow build to that, or do you have any theories?
Yeah, he's just a kid. I said it before, there's lots of these guys who are here before they should have been. They should have been learning the game. Played a little longer at the American League level, but you know what? He's his own worst critic, and he listens, right? So, good with that.
Now that you've wrapped up your home regular season schedule, just, you know, can you reiterate what home ice has meant to you guys this year?
Getting it back. Making the playoffs. I mean, the rescheduled games, it was 8 or 9 in the row or whatever, and we won them all, or got all except 1 point, I think, was the reason that we were able to, that we're not fighting for a playoff spot now. I think it was you know, I listened last summer to what the players told me, and it got way out of hand at home here in terms of individual. It was all about individual achievement, not team achievement.
What goes into being better at home? Is that just what goes into being better at home and
better
achieving?
Prepared. Exact words I was told, more professional.
Can you talk about that fourth line tonight, or the Lucic line in particular?
I think they gave us some energy. I think it was, you know, you expected it would be lacking a little bit, but they gave us some energy and they gave us some minutes. Louis and, you know, we're fortunate to have Trevor Lewis. And then the biggest goal tonight by far is Brett's. Not even close, the biggest goal of the game.
Something about your group that allows you to sort of cluster goals together or bounce back really quickly? Because it's happened a bunch of times this year where you get two or three goals.
Yeah, that's the start of period. They were both, and that's the last time that happened too, was the start of a period.
Seems like Brett's pretty well liked his teammate. What have his contributions been this season and how many?
Brett's?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy that we wanted back, that I wanted back in our team last summer. Thought there was a spot for him. You know, obviously he's had a couple of injuries this year. It slowed him up, but I think he's a guy that type of game that he plays could be an important guy at playoff times. Good size, good skate, good feet.
Darryl, I know you're not looking past going out for three on the road, but the next game here is a playoff game, and a lot of people have been waiting a long time. Can you just kind of envision what it's going to look like when you get back here for game one?
Been through lots of them here too. So last time that I coached in here, I think we won the division and we lost in seven games the first series against Anaheim. So it was one of the best series I've coached. So get to start at home, it's better than starting on the road. Guys get their rest, and especially with the way the schedule's been. Get an extra, hopefully whenever we get our schedule, we get an extra day in there.
Okay, all good. Thank you.
Yeah, head coach Darryl Sutter says it there, and very true. The next game that we will see back at the Scotiabank Saddledome will be in playoff action against an opponent to be determined, although I mean, I guess at one point it was looking closer to being Nashville, but that conversation's clouded up here, and we'll have to wait until the final week of the regular season to determine that. We had this in the first intermission, or a second intermission, actually, and it was puck number 40, Elias Lindholm, his 40th goal of the season here tonight against the Vancouver Canucks, and you mentioned it as we were rolling through the highlight pack, but maybe the relief, and asked him about that briefly. I mean, he kind of laughed because he had no shortage of chances while sitting on 39, but Elias Lindholm, he said in that interview, "I'm not known as a goal scorer." Yeah. Is it safe to say that conversation has changed?
Well, I'm not sure that was ever true, to be perfectly honest with you, but this year especially, I mean, we see it again here. These are the types of goals he's been scoring all season long, and you know, we're sort of getting used to the pass coming from Johnny Gaudreau behind the net. This one's a cross ice feed. But he's been so good. I remember going back to the 2018-19 season, first power play unit. He would take a lot of those cross-ice feeds on that right circle, but he's got that sort of unique ability, you know, not to one-time it, but to corral it as that right-handed shot and get it off as quick as he does. That sort of reminded me a little bit back to those, we have an issues with the puck. The Flames TV puck collection is getting huge here, which is good news for Flames fans.
And
I guess,
the record, I've not sold one of them. I promise. They've all gone back to where they belong. So there's been some questions about it.
Yeah.
All above board, I promise.
Hey, but just to finish that thought, yeah, I mean, a threat anywhere on the ice, right? I mean, we've seen him be a one-time threat on the opposite side, but unique ability to be on that side of the ice, be able to corral it as quickly as he does. Never dusts it off, puts it top shelf. It's a high-skill player.
Well said. Let's hear from him. Elias Lindholm and one of the other goal scorers tonight, he had a pair of them, is Dylan Dubé. They're both at the podium.
Elias, you seem very relieved when you scored that goal. Why? Why were you so relieved?
Yeah, obviously last game I had a lot of chances, and he made a nice save in the first period. So I felt at that point I didn't know if I was going to get another one this season. But yeah, it was nice to get one.
I heard you say on the Jumbotron that you're not considered a goal scorer in this league. You don't think the secret might be out at this point?
Maybe this year, but before this, I don't know if I was.
40 goals mean to you?
No, it's obviously a good number. obviously coming in, you always want to improve, and obviously 30 has been a goal and a good number to reach, and obviously I got that, so just had to keep going.
Dylan, your numbers are great of late. Is that indicative of how you've been feeling a lot more confident lately?
Yeah, it's been good. I think our line's been really good. I think they play direct. They play the right way. I think that ozone time that those two create, and you know how direct they are, creates all those opportunities.
Darryl says that confidence. He's seen that rise since the All-Star game. Is there, if you look back to that time frame, is there something that kind of, I don't know, switched for you, or anything that kind of contributed to that?
I think I just needed to be a lot better for this team going into the final stretch. I think to elevate my game to get ready for playoffs and try and get into that spot. I think I was, you know, I need to be a lot better. So it's been going better of late.
That seems like something that might be easier said than done for a guy to just put that credit, like, I'm just going to be a lot better. What brought that out of you?
You know, I think just putting in the work. I think each game you leave the rink happy if you worked as hard as you could. I think some games where you're tired, it's you know, not going the right way. But I think throughout it, I just kind of work through it and you know, try and get the most of myself from my line mates. So I think it's just, you know, trying to find that consistency every single day.
The first game after a team clinches always seems to, you know, traditionally be kind of a letdown game. What made this night maybe different for you?
No, we want to keep going here and have a good feeling before the playoffs. I think, you know, my first year here when we clinched early and I felt like we kind of slowed down a little bit before the playoffs started, and it's hard to turn it on again just like that. So we got to keep going and keep building our game you know, just create a good feeling before the playoffs.
Dylan, you said constantly improving. Is there an area of your game that you tried to focus on? Is there a specific area that you tried to improve on over the past few weeks, or is it just kind of an all-around thing that you've been working towards?
Yeah, I think it's all around. I think when you put the work in, it gives you confidence. That's just how I've been growing up, been as a player. You put the work in, it builds the confidence on the ice. So just kind of everything to get to where I wanted to be and be at my best this time of the year, for just even my body to feel good heading into playoffs.
Dylan, you've got quite a reputation from your last playoffs. How do you explain to people how you were so successful in that kind of stint?
I don't really know, to be honest. That was a long time ago. It was crazy through the quarantine bubble time. So, yeah, it's going to be a different playoff this year. So can't be happy about the past. I think we didn't go too far that year. So I think it's, you know, a kind of collective as a group here to be, you know, everyone be at their best.
To see Johnny get to 39, Matthew's already at 40, like, what would it mean as a line to, we don't normally see one guy get there, especially in this city. What would it mean to all three of you to kind of share that this season?
Yeah, I don't know. It's obviously good. I think, you know, we've been playing well all season, and obviously I've been lucky to play with those two. So it's fun. We just got to try to find him as much as possible and help him get there.
Dylan, have you felt like Blake Coleman's game has reached another level? Felt like he was hitting everything out there tonight.
Yeah, he plays hard. He's a guy who knows how to win. He brings his best hockey at this time of the year. So you know, I compliment him a lot for my game right now, because he, you know, playing with him and what he's been through the last 2 years and the success he's had, he really knows how to bring it every single night at the important time.
Is going to be valuable come the
playoffs? Yeah, for sure. I think he's a guy who stays, you know, pretty calm and, you know, keeps everyone even keel. He's been there, he's done it. So it's, you know, it's fresh in his mind too. So he kind of, you know, he's a good guy for us in the locker room.
I've only seen the photos. Does Lucic look as scary in that cowboy hat in real life as it seems?
I think he looks great. I think he looks great.
Elias, 3 years ago when you and Johnny and Sean were aligned, you had a really strong first half, and then it kind of fizzled a little bit in the second half. This season, is it, you know, the strong second half, does that kind of give you an even bigger confidence going into the postseason with just knowing that you guys have kind of been wrapping it up versus the opposite?
Yeah, I think, you know, for our line, we're just playing with a lot of confidence and you know, we have as a team too, we want to have a good feeling before the playoffs and just try to play the same game every game pretty much and so it's just keep going, keep grinding and create good habits.
Yeah, Darrell always says these games are harder to play than early in the season, so to have success at this time of year, that's, you know, speaks volumes, I guess.
Yeah. Obviously, like you said, we're slowing down there. Was 3-4 years ago, and after half of the season, so we learned our lesson, and this year we want to keep going.
Okay, thanks, Jess.
We call it the Ram 1500 Limited, but truth be told, there's nothing limited about it. Ram 1500 winner, JD Power Award for best driver appeal.
All right, welcome back inside Flames Post Game Live. It's brought to you by your Alberta Ram dealers. The opportunity there to hear from head coach Daryl Sutter as well as Elias Lindholm and Dylan Dubé. And we talked about Lindholm going into that. Let's talk about the other guy going out of it, and that is Dylan Dubé. 2 goals tonight. We touched on it a little bit, but there you heard, you know, Daryl Sutter talk about, you know, raising his game. That's the second time. But,
yeah,
you know, tonight 2 goals, 6 in his last 6. What have you seen from Dylan here as of late and just the way that he's trending right now?
Well, it hasn't come easy for him this year, right? At the start of the year, we were talking about a guy who was needed to play a big role because it's a young player still trying to find his way in this league. And there was a point about halfway through the season when he took his seat and Daryl Sutter, you know, not in a punitive fashion, but wanted him to get a little bit of a reset. And ever since then, you can tell the approach that he's coming to the rink with. And the types of plays making, not only high skill, but he's going to the tough areas to make plays. He's making his line mates better too in the process, which is an underrated part of what he's been bringing to the table. And, you know, again, great moment here at the end of the game. This caught my eye because we know how much of an impact Milan Lucic has had on Dylan Dubé's career. You see them sort of embracing at center ice, and we don't know the conversation that's had between them there, but these are two guys that had exceptional chemistry in the bubble in 2020. Dylan Dubé played some of his best hockey as a Calgary Flame, as a professional at that point in time, and credited Milan Lucic for helping him, you know, become a better pro and handle those moments a little bit better. When you see him have a big night like tonight, and we're only about a week off from the playoffs, a veteran guy like Lucic, you know, take him in that moment and, you know, has given him hopefully a little bit of confidence as well. I mean, that's great to see, and that also speaks to the leadership qualities that Luch has been bringing, because we know the offense hasn't come easy for him in the back half of the season either, but it speaks to the type of character, the culture he brings to this room, and the importance he's going to have as a winner when this team kicks off the playoffs next week.
Well said. Let's do, before we wrap up this game and the regular season finale, I want to just quickly get the opportunity to talk about Dan Vladar. Hasn't made too many home starts throughout the course of this year. In fact, I believe this is his third win on home ice. One of them came in relief, so second start with a win. And 30 saves tonight. What did you make of Vladar back there?
Well, this goes back the whole season, because there aren't very many teams that have the luxury of having a Vezina caliber starter like Jacob Markstrom and then a guy rock solid like Dan Vladar right behind him. I mean, this is a guy, honestly, that could be a starter on so many teams in this league. And when you're playing, sharing the net with a guy like Jacob Markstrom, you're not really sure how much ice you're going to see, because we know Marky's already made a career high in starts this year. That's not a ton of action to keep yourself fresh, but he's gone through some extended layoffs at times, and every time he comes back into the net, he gives his team performances like this, which is great to see, because you never know how things are going to be in the playoffs. You might need two guys going. He looks like he's ready to go, just like the rest of the team.
And I should mention, Dustin Wolf was recalled this morning, so he joined the team and served as backup tonight to Dan Vladar. And I would assume, especially with one of the final 3 games left, back-to-back situation in Minnesota and Winnipeg, probably going to see Dan at least one more time, maybe a couple, as this regular season rounds out. 3 games on the road, and then that's it. And the regular season is officially in the books. As for us here at Flames TV, the post-game show tonight, the regular season home finale, and it finishes with a victory. Milan Lucic was ready. He was walking in with the swagger, the hat, and it results in a victory, 6-3. And it most of it comes in the second period in the form of offense. Elias Lindholm, Dylan Dubé, both big nights. Lindholm gets 40. Dubé gets a pair, and now up to 16 on the season. Cobra Kai in the house, and maybe once we'll see another Predators meeting? Well, we will for sure. It'll be on the road, but will we see it again come postseason? Playoffs round one will begin at a TBD date coming up. It starts in May. We know that, and it starts on home ice. Thanks for watching Flames Postgame Live. We'll see you come playoff time at the Saddledome.